Okay, so first off, thank you all very, very much for 300 follows. I said that funny, I'm sorry, but still, thank you. It is wild to conceptualize that 300 people have deemed me and my content good enough to follow. Just my brain just pew! And I wasn't sure what to do for the milestone. I was playing around with the idea of like maybe a special audio, but I was drawing blanks, so this is why you're getting a little bit of a glimpse behind the curtain. I'm also going to be doing this in parts because I am impatient and I have a tendency to ramble, and I know that if I do it all in one go, that's like probably an hour of my time just gone. But anyway, I'm going to cut the intro short and I'm going to hop straight into the questions. First one is by Geo729. Do you have any hobbies or interesting interests? Depends on your definition of interesting. I do have a tendency to be drawn towards like old-timey crafts and things. To give you an example of what I mean by that, I know how to knit, I know how to crochet, I can weave, I can spin wool, I know how to knoll bind, I can make lace, both bobbin and tatting, just stuff like that. If it is still something that you can learn nowadays and it is an old-timey thing, chances are I'll have a go at it. I sadly haven't had much time or energy to devote to my crafts like I used to, but it's still something that I'm very interested in and just want to continue exploring once I have some more time and space to do that. Okay, next question, by Right Bit of Kit. What book can you read over and over without getting tired of it? Good question, because the massive tattoo that is currently decorating on like a good chunk of my thigh and is also itching like a motherfucker, is devoted to one of those books. And that book specifically is Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo. If you have seen the Shadow and Bone Netflix series, same source, like it's partially based on Six of Crows. I personally don't like that show very much because they added a completely unnecessary racism side plot, but that's neither here nor there. Like, I think two episodes in before I had to drop it. Anyway, that's not the question. That book is Six of Crows. My paperback copy is heavily annotated, and I really, really want to reread it already. It's a young adult book, admittedly, and it is a heist story about kids, or like, well, they should be older, in my opinion. They should be like early 20s, but that's neither here nor there. That's not my decision to make, though I did pretend they were in their 20s for majority of the book. But it's a heist story about this group of people who all come from unfortunate backgrounds and are misfits in their own right, trying to pull off an impossible heist for the sake of both money and trying to do the good thing. And the second book that I could reread over and over again and basically have reread over and over again is The Gospel of Loki by Joanne M. Harris. It is basically a retelling of Norse mythology through the eyes of the trickster himself. It is very amusing and the banter is magnificent and it is just a really, really fun read. And yeah, I could, like, if you want to just have like a fun read or like a fun experience with gosh, what's the word? With refamiliarizing yourself with Norse mythology. Highly, highly recommend. Okay, next question, still by Right Bit of Kit, is what's your favorite comfort food? I have three, and it's mostly foods that two of them I learned how to make because they're easy to make. Another one is mostly childhood sentiment because my grandmother used to make this meal all the time when I was a kid. And whenever I go there to eat, she always suggests making it. And that meal specifically is cottage pie. I could eat that every single day and never grow tired of it. It's just, it's just like comfort food at its most basic to me. It's like just yes. And the other two that I kind of learned to make because they're easy, they're tasty, and just I wanted to mildly diversify my recipes is, and this is gonna sound so stupid after I said that, but onigiri and just fried rice, just plain fried rice. Because one, I had onigiri at the con once because I also cosplay, and I thought, like, this is so good. I want to know how to make this. So I looked it up, learned how to make it. Now I have it every time I want something cheap and, well, cheap, relatively speaking, and something easy. And just, I have that, or just fried rice. If I have rice left over, you can, like, there's a 99% chance I'm just going to be eating just fried rice the next day. And then the last question by Right Bit of Kid is, what songs are you playing on repeat right now? Well, the two that I have on repeat currently are Emily Autumn's cover of The Passenger. Let me tell you, I freaked the hell out when I saw that she posted something new, because Emily Autumn hasn't made music in a decade at this point. Because I love her stuff so much. I even have a signed dedicated CD, and like I tears were being shed when I got that one, because I've been listening to her since I was a teenager, and to then hold something in which like the artist you look up to is addressing you directly, whoa. And the other song I've been listening to on repeat is Stalker's Tango by Autoheart. It's kind of making the rounds on TikTok currently, and it's very catchy and makes me just want to like dance, even though I have two left feet. Do I go on a tangent? I'm gonna go on a tangent. I actually kind of really like dancing, but I internalize the phrase "white people can't dance" so much that I refuse to at this point, because I always feel like someone will be making fun of the fact that I'm white, have not that much rhythm, and two left feet. So I stop myself from dancing because I don't want to make a fool of myself. Another song that I will often have on repeat, and let me see if I can find it. Come on, where are you? No, you're somewhere. Well, it's just a bunch of songs by the band The Deer Hunter. I love that band to death. They are criminally underrated. I'm currently also in the process of trying to collect all the vinyls they put out, which has been an expensive and a difficult endeavor, because they're an indie band with limited presses, and I was very lucky to get like their Migrant album on vinyl the other day for like under $50, because my God, scalpers are real and people jack up the prices to criminal amounts. No, I listen to basically their entire fucking discography on a regular basis. And if you want some recommendations as to songs to check out, you can jump into the Axe albums, but that's a commitment because it basically tells an entire story throughout all five of them. If you want to like jump in a different direction, let me grab some songs. Shake Me Awake is a good one. Mr. Malum is also a very catchy one. This Body, if you're more into something a little more hard rock adjacent y. Same with Stuck on a Wire Out on a Fence. Misplaced Devotion is also a very good one. I could go on about the Deer Hunter for hours if you'd let me. But and that is all the questions I have currently, so I'll probably tack onto this as soon as I get some more. Okay, so my kind of wow, this is starting off great. My kind of self-absorbed idea that there would be more questions came to fruition because the absolutely lovely Sir Craft asked me to, and I can feel it in my bones that these are going to be long-winded, so once again, my apologies. Anyway, question number one. From the get-go, I've been wondering whether you're an amateur writer. If so, what genres or types of stories do you write? Your assumption, my dear, was correct because I am indeed a writer, amateur, but hopefully not for too long anymore. That is such a, like, my ego is out of control today. Anyway, I am indeed a writer, currently indeed an amateur. I've been writing fanfic since I was a teenager, and I've always, I've repeated this before, but I've always been a storyteller. Like, I used to tell my brother made up, like, fairy tales before we went to bed because we shared a room when we were kids. And I, according to my mom, but I have no memory of this specifically, I used to act out entire soap operas with my dolls as a kid. And then when I was a teen, I started writing fanfic, which I still kind of, not kind of, I still do that. But I also kept trying to tell my own stories. For a while, I wrote, this is gonna out me. No, because it's a broad market. But I wrote monster porn, basically, that was decently popular until I just burnt myself out trying to keep up with an unattainable standard someone else in the community set, because they wrote like a story every single day. And I'm like, oh no, if this is a standard and I want to be noticed, I'm gonna have to do this too. And I burned myself out, and I've been staring at this blog for 2 years wanting to rekindle it, but it's not working. Furthermore, I am working on my own book. I'm currently staring at my notebook of world building, which I love going through. Not to toot my own horn, of course, but that has kind of been put on hold though, because stuff happened in my life and shit got really busy, and I just kind of didn't have the time nor creative energy to devote to that. But I am indeed writing my own book, and it's a fantasy story. There's magic and magical creatures and monsters and all that, obviously. And the genres or types of stories I like telling and reading are mostly romance. Most of them are also very smutty, because, you know, you know my content. But yeah, that's like the kind of story I like to tell. I also am a sucker for certain tropes. Miss me with the miscommunication trope. Like, that one can go die in a ditch. But stuff like arranged marriages and like meet cutes and like forbidden romances and shit like that, I'm all here for. But yeah, I'm gonna stop myself because I'm gonna ramble for like hours if you let me. Then I'm just gonna move on to the next question. Name one fictional character that may not be inherently sexy, but you'd love to give the GWA treatment either in script or audio form. That's a difficult one to answer. Because I don't know what character I could embody, because I'd have a hard time gauging like what people want to hear from me or what I could do. Because I remember like seeing when Lady Dimitrescu became a thing, there were a lot of people voicing her, which I don't think I could pull off. I don't sound milfy enough. But huh, who could I embody? You tell me. You know what? You tell me. What character could I embody? But when it comes to stuff I want to hear, I don't know. Like, there, I've been kind of burned with that before, because there was a VA who made a living out of embodying basically anime characters and making audio porn like that. I supported them for a long while, made some good friends through their community. Turns out they were a groomer. So that kind of sucked. There's also someone that was kind of my start into the world of audio porn, which is Kink Radio, who does a slew of fictional characters. Also, before anyone says anything, yeah, I'm gay. Yeah, I listen to M4F audios. They're not related. Because it's like, I like to think it's the same way like men watch lesbian porn. Same kind of deal to me. Anyway, we're not gonna go down that avenue, because I can explain that whole thing, but this is not the time for that. But anyway, the ones I would like to see, I actually have seen, basically, for example, there's a few people who have done Loki audios, which I've listened to and thoroughly enjoyed. Make of that what you will. And there's Kink Radio, who I still follow, who does a bunch of fictional characters that I enjoy. there are other VAs that I've kind of listened to but couldn't quite get into. But yet it's just a difficult question to answer. And I'm going to wrap this up because I'm technically on the clock right now. So should there be any more questions, I will tack this on eventually. Oh boy. I'm really just making this a nightmare for myself to edit, but here we are. Someone squeezed in a couple more, I think four more questions. Right before I literally wanted to like piece this together and upload it. So I'm gonna quickly go over that. Let me just take a peek. My RL Fixation asked, how did you find your way to the GWA/audio erotica realm? Are there any particular things you're most looking forward to trying on here? I've mentioned this before, but a friend of mine actually showed me some stuff. That's how I got to GWA specifically. She's actually a scriptwriter here, but I don't want to out her without her permission, so you're going to have to wonder. When it comes to audio erotica, I found my gateway was fandom. There's this one creator that I've been following since he started, King Radio. He's been around since 2018, which is when I started stumbling into this specific niche. That's basically how I discovered that this was a thing. And then my friend showed me GWA, and I've been a listener for longer than I've been a VA, but you know. And things I look forward to trying. I do want to make more story-driven content. Probably a lot more of a lot more improv stuff. if you've read the comments of my latest audio, I did. I think it was in response to SirCraft. I said that, was it? I don't remember. Either way, I said to someone that I prefer doing improv stuff. I cannot pronounce that word because it feels a lot more natural. And it's like whenever I do a script, as fun as they are, it always feels like I'm reading off someone else's words. And it's sometimes difficult for me to really get into. So story-driven stuff and probably a lot more fun, like little improv stuff. Next question is, did you have an enjoyment of performing before doing this, and or is it something you might explore IRL as well? I am not sure what you mean by that. When it comes to performing, like, I like the idea. I like the thought of putting on a show. I like the idea of like performing in like a theater sense and everything, but I am so painfully shy, genuinely. Like, if you meet me IRL, I'm like, I very much like don't speak until spoken to. I'm very quiet, very to myself. I don't look like I want to be in the spotlight, but I crave attention. So I like it in theory, but I think in practice I would just shut down. What's a not obviously sexy thing you find sexy? I would say hands, but that's kind of like a given. Gosh, that's a really good question. Oh, no, wait. And just want to clarify, and I'm gay, so I'm talking about women. Like when girls are a little like chubbier, a little like softer around the edges, and they wear like tight fitting clothes, and like you can see their tummy and stuff in like the dresses they're wearing and everything. Ugh, that's my kryptonite. Like, that is so fucking cute. Like, tummies. Do you have a favorite accent or accents? A couple. I really like Scottish for some reason. And Russian to a certain degree. If it's like a subtle Russian accent, I'm like, yes. Funnily enough, New York, Boston, that kind of area of America, that specific accent also, I do
enjoy. And then final question, can you tell I've been talking all day? What would your ideal dream holiday be if there was no practical issue? Probably just visit like a bunch of historical sites, like go to Italy and visit all like the big places, and go to France and like just kind of travel around Europe and see all kinds of cool historical shit. Basically that. But yeah, if I had the money, the time, and the energy to, I absolutely would just take a trip around Europe and see all the pretty places. Alas, no such thing is in my future. But one can hope. But yeah, that is the final question. I am now not going to answer anymore. And I'm going to sit down and edit this. And I want to round off with thank you all very, very much for following me. And please do stick around. And let's figure out what we're going to do from here on out, shall we?